the wavelengths of radiation coming in then, balance between the residual UV that's left behind after the higher atmosphere then has stripped out the short wavelength radiation. So in our short wavelength radiation, what was the difference between UVA, UVB and UVC? Yep. Yeah, that's right, the longer. So yeah, that's the sort of thing that I'm after, is those sort of ballpark numbers are what we're looking at. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the function then of the upper atmosphere was to strip out the very short wavelength UVC. Where was that happening? You know, the ozone layer is going to use the sort of longer wavelength UVC and the UVB in the production and the destruction. And you guys, by the time you hit the exam, will be well loaded on which wavelengths are involved. What's happening up above the stratosphere? Our ionosphere sort of covers that zone, which is up above there. But I want to, what's the name of the region above the stratosphere? Yeah, what happens there? Not much. What's above that? Yeah. What happens in the thermosphere? Yeah, why does it increase? No. Temperature's increasing in the thermosphere to dramatically big numbers. Photoionization is one, yeah, another one. Photodissociation is the other, yeah. So those are the processes then that generate free electrons that hang around up, hence the name of the ionosphere. And those processes are generating quite a lot of heat energy and stripping photons at the same stage. So basically, that region then strips the really high energy UVC. Then you've got the slightly lower energy UVC that's involved in the creation and destruction of ozone. Then you've got the UVB component that's also involved in that. Then you've got the residual UVB and the UVA that's the Earth's surface. So that's what we're looking at here. This is the sort of radiation then that will be hitting the Earth's surface. Now, that material then heats up the Earth's surface. The Earth then re-radiates that longer wavelength. Now, the sun acts as a generator of radiation and behaves as if its temperature was 5,700 degrees in terms of its emission profile. The Earth, in contrast, behaves as if it was an emitter of energy where its surface temperature was minus 23 degrees C. So this is not talking about a real temperature. This is saying if this was a black object, then that black object at minus 23 degrees C would release this wavelength of radiation, that wavelength spectrum. So it's called a black body radiator. Now the function of the lower part of the atmosphere then is to strip characteristic wavelengths of radiation out. So in the plot here, first of all I've put the function of the atmosphere in stripping out wavelengths of radiation so that we get these wavelengths at the surface. Then the emitted radiation is then stripped with the gases in the troposphere. So this little dotted line here then corresponds to the envelope in this outgoing radiation. And as you can see, the actual measured wavelengths that are available in terms of their intensity follow the jagged line here. So we get a massive absorption here due to the carbon dioxide, the difference between this top dotted line and the actual bottom jagged line here at 15 micrometers. All of that is absorption due to carbon dioxide. This major port right on the end of that curve, that's all due to water. And then down the bottom, we get other little bits around 7.1, again due to water and methane. So at the moment then, this particular zone here between about 10 and about 14 or so, there's very few gases that are actually absorbing in there. As a result, most of those emissions are actually making it back up through the atmosphere. And obviously, if we put any molecules in that start to absorb these wavelengths here, then we trap even more heat into the troposphere. And that's really what the enhanced greenhouse effect is about. It's about increasing the amount of carbon dioxide here so that we trap more of the outgoing radiation, storing heat. Or changing the water balance on the planet, which again increases the intensity of these absorptions and traps more heat. Or more interestingly still, putting gases like hydrofluorocarbons up there, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, and those guys absorb exactly in this window here where nothing is absorbing at all at the moment. So the effect of the greenhouse gases then is to absorb that outgoing radiation that then takes the mean temperature up to 15 degrees C.